This is Onmil Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Onmil Radio News Update at 8. I am Babison Harris. An African Peer Review Mechanism, APRM, team is undertaking a two-week mission in Liberia to assess the country's commitment to good governance. The team is led by the Vice Chairperson of the APRM Panel of Eminent Persons and lead panelist in charge of Liberia, Bridget Banla. Addressing the media Tuesday, Madam Banla said, while in the country, the team will visit various counties to engage major stakeholders of the African peer review process and discuss key issues regarding Liberia's self-assessment report. For his part, Finance and Development Planning Minister Boyman Kamara has reaffirmed Liberia's commitment to the African peer review mechanism. Mr. Kamara said the APRM further provides a platform for the people to have a say in the decision-making process. The Liberia Institute of Public Administration, LIPA, has validated the legislative drafting curriculum. The legislative drafting course is recommended for policymakers in both national and county governments, public officers involved in drafting laws and regulations. The laws and regulations are for state corporations, commissions and agencies, law enforcement officers, NGOs and private institutions, among others. Anthony Patrice Weah said this is LIPA's effort aimed at strengthening the capacity of those involved with drafting laws and regulations. He said relevant stakeholders and experts in the legal profession reviewed and certified the draft curriculum.
To introduce this legislative drafting and a program as part of LIPA's training curriculum to expose and provide knowledge for drafters, legislative standards, and other people who are interested to see how laws can be made. Because as you are aware, the Law Reform Commission has embarked upon reforming our laws. Every day we formulate laws, we formulate policies, and what have you. But those policies have to be translated into legislation before they can be implemented. And so that's why you need this knowledge to provide the information for these people.
Anthony Patrice Weah. The Liberia Anti-Corruption Commission, LACC, says it will remain vigilant in the fight against corruption in Liberia by taking the fight to the root of any corrupt activity. LACC Commissioner on Education and Prevention, Abla Hamilton Dolo, told on the radio that they have formed partnership with students and youth groups in boosting the fight against corruption. She said they are doing this through the establishment of integrity clubs in schools. Madam Hamilton Dolo said the LACC is working with the Students Against Corruption, a youth group, because of their self-initiative. She said they are providing training and the necessary materials to empower them. The news is coming to you from Onmil Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Syrian government forces and rebels have begun implementing a deal to evacuate four besieged towns by carrying out a prisoner exchange. State media said rebels had handed over 12 women and children and 7 bodies. At the same time, 19 rebels were freed. It is the first stage of an agreement that should lead to thousands of people leaving rebel-held Madaya and Zamadani and pro-government Foa and Kifraya. Residents of the first two towns said buses began arriving on Wednesday. And an official says Somali security forces have rescued 8 sailors who were kidnapped by pirates. The pirates hijacked the Indian cargo ship last month, seizing the 10-man crew and holding them for ransom. The official added security forces freed the vessel and 2 of the crew on Monday. The pirates escaped with the other 8, who have now been freed. The Al Khosa was the 3rd ship hijacked within the space of a month after a 5-year lull. That's the Onmil Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Onmil, you can log on to www.onmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/onmil2003, or twitter/onmilnews. I am Babison Harris. Good morning.